It's lovely to be with all of you here today. I just wanted to say briefly that one of the beautiful things about meditation and mindfulness practice is that it can be such a source of, a source of both strength and compassion for ourselves as we do this work. It's not easy work to do. And yet it can really help us keep our balance. And in a sense, even, protect our well-being. And actually, there's a quote that I really love by the philosopher, linguist. He did a ton of things. He was a novelist, Lin Yu Tong. He was born in China, but he ended up living in the United States for a long time. And he wrote, "Hope is like a road in the country. There never was a road, but when many people walk on it, the road comes into existence." And I think about, in a way, with all of us sitting around the table, the table comes into existence. So with that, in a sense, us practicing together with mindfulness and wisdom and compassion, it really helps to build a strong and healthy container to do the exploration of systemic racism and racial healing. So to begin, you can get into a comfortable posture, and that can be sitting, standing, lying down, even walking, if that feels right to you. And your eyes can be closed or they can be partially open. Whatever feels right to you. Sometimes it can be too intense when people's eyes are closed, so feel free to have them open with a soft gaze. Looking down, perhaps. And the beautiful thing about meditation is the aim is not perfection, but the aim is really to be present with ourselves, to know what's happening in the moment. Without necessarily being reactive or judgmental. In the beginning, very often we have a narrative running through. So, you can let that be part of the perfect imperfection of practice. So as we begin, I invite you to take several deep breaths. Deeper than normal. These are intentional breaths. So inhaling deeply and expanding the chest and abdomen, perhaps, and holding briefly. And then when you're ready, slowly releasing. That idea of even letting the breath release all the way down the length of the body. And then inhaling a second time and holding. And when you're ready, just releasing. Just letting go, letting go. And inhaling a third time and holding. Feeling the expansion in the torso. And then releasing. Perhaps releasing all the way to the toe tips. And then, when you're ready in your own time, you can just let the breath return to its regular rhythm. Just remembering the body knows how to breathe. It's been doing it all on its own since the day you were born. So there's no need to manage the breath in any way. You can really trust the body knows how to breathe. Sometimes the breaths are long and slow. Sometimes they're short and shallow, and everything in between. It's just part of the process. There's not necessarily a uniformity to it, although at times there may be a quality of uniformity. Perhaps even having a sense of gratitude towards the breath right now. After all, it sustains you moment after moment. It makes life possible. These in-breaths and out-breaths. We truly depend on them. This breath that gives rise to the life force in the body. Perhaps you can open the awareness to the body right now and just notice the life force in the body, however it's showing up. Perhaps the life force is showing up as tiredness right now, or maybe an energetic quality, or maybe there's a sense of happiness or sadness. Maybe there's a sense of peacefulness, or perhaps anger. Maybe contentment or restlessness. Maybe there's a sense of doubting. Maybe a sense of confidence. Maybe curiosity. Those are the emotional and mental qualities of the life force. And there's also the tactile sensations of the life force, like the tingling and pulsing and different temperatures in the body, movement in the body, heaviness and lightness. Aching qualities, staticiness, the smoothness in the tactile sensations. And the life force can also detect different scents and smells through the nose, different tastes through the mouth. Visual sensations through the eyes. And that's whether the eyes are open or closed. There's still visual sensory stimuli happening. And there's auditory stimuli and sensations happening. Sounds arising, existing, and fading away. Moment after moment, the life force is dancing in different patterns, different cadences, different rhythms. From head to toe and inside and out, right here in this very body. if your mind moves away from the sensations in the body to thoughts about the past or the future or some imaginings, you can just label that as part of the life force as well. All of that is expressions of the body, the mind, the heart. Really, we're just opening our awareness so it can contain everything. In fact, it can be helpful at times to relax back and just let phenomena roll on. You don't need to even do meditation. You can just relax back and let it all roll on. You can be awake for it. You can be awake for the arising, changing, and fading away of phenomena. And then the re-arising of phenomena. A kind of skillful means is to pay attention to how you're relating to your experience right now. Perhaps there's something you're resisting moving away from, or perhaps there's something you're holding on to, a pleasant sensation. Just noticing how you're relating. Maybe there are distractions happening. Perhaps it's a bit too much right now and there's a quality of overwhelm. So you need to take some actions to take care of yourself. If you feel overwhelmed, like maybe opening your eyes or deepening the breath. And if there's a quality of clinging on to or grasping towards, just noticing, maybe can you let go a little, relax back a little. And if you're pushing away experience or running from it in some way, is there a way that you can relax with that as well, in a way that is protective of yourself or caring for yourself? Perhaps placing yourself at a safe distance from whatever you're pushing away. And if you like, taking a moment to check in with the heart right now, maybe placing a hand or hands on the heart or another soothing place on the body as a gesture of support, a gesture of care, and just inquiring what's true at your heart right now. Maybe there's a sense of strength and conviction. Maybe there's a little bit of shakiness there. Maybe curiosity. Maybe just an openness. Just taking a moment to acknowledge what's at the heart right now. Perhaps even offering a few words to your heart. Perhaps listening for any words your heart may want to offer you. And then when you're ready, perhaps extending some gratitude towards the heart. And then opening wide the awareness to the body. The skin, the flesh, and the bones of the body, inside and out. This tingling, vibrating aliveness. Perhaps you can sense into this aliveness, a quality of beauty. Toni Morrison said, at some point in life, the world's beauty becomes enough. The world's beauty becomes enough. And this being has its own beauty. It is enough. Perhaps even sensing into the beauty of aliveness itself. We can be awake to our own aliveness. The awareness can know aliveness. And our awareness can know sounds, sounds within the body. Perhaps in the room where you are. Perhaps more distant sounds. Awareness can expand to connect with the space around us. The air touching the body, the qualities of the chair or cushion where you're sitting, hardness or softness. The body in its aliveness is not separate from the world. The air we breathe was manufactured by other living beings from the plant kingdoms. And our exhalations nourish other beings, plants, and others. The simple breath in our body is an exchange with the world around us. If you're really alert, you can see and experience. The connection to the planet, to each other. In a real sense, we are kin with each other, with the ancestors, with the planet itself. And if you like, I invite you to take a few moments of just allowing your awareness to rest in the body. Perhaps resting on the motion of the breath, or the changing tactile sensation. Whatever works for you. This practice of being with sensation sharpens our ability to be mindful now and in the future. This is your moment to play and explore with being present with the body in this moment. What do you notice? How are you relating? Remembering that you can employ these skillful means at any time. These are skills that are something you can learn to rely on in daily life as well as meditation. You can make them your own. And we'll close with this poem by Hafiz, the Sufi poet. It's the poem entitled, I Got Kin. Plant so that your own heart will grow. Love so that God, the universe, will think, ah, I got kin in that body. I should start inviting that being over for coffee and rolls. Sing, because this is a food our starving world needs. Laugh, because that is the purest sound. Sing, because this is the food our starving world needs. And laugh, because it is the purest sound.